This Christmas season at our church, we have been talking about hope and how often in this world we put our hope in so many things that are counterfeits, hope in things that let us down. That is hope in health, hope in wealth, hope in anything of repaired relationship, or hope in the material world that we look at. All things in this life can let us down, but one thing that will not ever let us down is to hope in a sure and steady anchor. That hope is found, first off, in a promise. All the way back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they pushed back against God, and God made a promise that day. He said, a snake crusher will come, and I promise you that I will make things right again. You have messed up things, but I will restore you to a right place. And then we see, fast forward to the incarnation of Christ, what we think about and celebrate at Christmas is God coming into the world so that his name will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the hope foretold became the hope embodied. He took on flesh to walk amongst his people, to live the lives that they could have never lived in goodness, and to die the death in their place as sinners, ransoming their lives in place of his own. And so, incredibly, we see the hope embodied. And then that hope took on real meaning to each one who would trust in him. That he wasn't just some historical figure looked at. He wasn't just a nice story to tell or a nice scene at Christmas time. But he indeed was something to be realized in every individual. That hope can be found not in your own goodness, but in the goodness of Jesus himself. That there he might be the one to give us peace with God and to make us right with God once again. That's where hope is truly found. Hope that does not disappoint. And tonight I want to tell you about this hope that is unshakable. It's unshakable because it has this anchor. Now, imagine a ship in the midst of a tumultuous storm. They throw down the anchor hoping that the ship will not be crushed into the shore or something that they cannot see in the midst of the storm. Life is turned upside down for them in a moment, and they are hoping that the anchor will sink itself in strong enough hold that the ship is not going to be battered and broken, that their lives might not be lost. Now, that anchor is so vital. If the sailors had not an anchor, they would have no hope. No hope at all. But they are putting their hope in an anchor. Well, here in Hebrews chapter 6, it tells us that Jesus is an anchor. Here's what it says. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. A hope that enters into the place beyond the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever. So we have this anchor for our soul. Our soul is often in turmoil, whether it is through relational turmoil, financial stress, relationship stress, parents that are nagging at us, whatever it may be. We experience turmoil and we look for an anchor. We look for hope. Well, ultimately, all the earthly problems we could ever imagine are not the worst thing that could ever happen to us. The worst thing that could ever happen to us is if our souls were in the midst of a storm with nowhere to look but in themselves. How sad would that be if the end of your hope is you? The very broken vessel, the one who's looking for hope. If the hope's found in you, you're to be pitied. But that's not where hope for the soul is found. Here it says, we have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Speaking of Jesus, it says, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as the forerunner on our behalf. Sailors in a ship that is in the midst of a storm throw the anchor down into the depths of the sea. And they are hoping that it finds some sort of thick mud or maybe some rock to get stuck on so that they don't go anywhere. The beauty of this anchor here in this text, when speaking of Jesus, it says, we have a sure and a steadfast anchor. It's sure. It's not just throwing it out there and really, really banking on hope or rolling of a dice. It is something that is sure. When Jesus came into the world for sinners, he made something sure for them. Not just a possibility, not just a future, I hope this works, but he made something sure and certain. Jesus lived the life that you and I, in our brokenness, could not live, and therefore we have broken our relationship with God. Jesus never did. He surely was good. He surely was right with God from day one. And so he lived on our behalf in righteousness, in goodness, but then he died in our place, not as one with his own garbage to take before God, but instead he was the perfect one to go before God with our brokenness. So he is a sure and a steadfast anchor. Steadfastness is something that sticks to it. It's not going to move. And this word steadfast is found throughout the entirety of the Bible to speak of God's love, which is steadfast. It is not contingent or based upon your ability to love God back. God loves you not because you're good at loving him. God loves you not because you figured out how to manage him or how you figured out how to trick him or do all the right things according to your mind. God's steadfast love is based not on you, but on his own character. And so when he says here of Jesus that we have a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, it means it. It's not just an anchor thrown out into the midst of a sea, hoping it catches, hoping it grabs a strong enough hold to protect the soul. No, it tells us where this anchor is foundational. It says it is a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf. Well, where has Jesus gone as a forerunner on our behalf? He has already gone to glory, to heaven, to where we one day will be with God in heaven. If we trust in him, and so it says, rather than throwing our anchor overboard into the depths of a dark sea, hoping it catches something, here it says our anchor is heavenward. It is and is not foundation upon our ability to cast a good anchor. No, instead, Jesus himself takes the anchor and hooks it right into the rock that will never move. That is himself. And it's based upon his finished work. And so the beauty is, it's not an anchor that may come loose one day. It is an anchor that was carefully guided. An anchor that is carefully placed in a place that will never budge. It is sure and it is steadfast because it's in Jesus. That's what the foundation of what we celebrate in life and in death to come. It has its light at Christmas. At Christmas, we think about the coming of God into this world in Jesus Christ, in the person of Christ, in this form of a baby, humbled, but yet declared at birth to be king, declared at birth to be God with us, who was to be mighty, who would save his people from their sins. When Mary heard these things, she pondered them and treasured them up in her heart as something of great value. Well, it was of great value because that truth of Jesus coming into the world is that sure and steadfast anchor. It is the hope that has gone before us. This is the hope we have that is not based on things in this life getting better. It's not based on better health, a better government, a better economy. It's not based on you doing well in school or relationships. This hope we have is based on Jesus, the solid anchor, the anchor of our soul. And he is never shaken. He has never moved. Situation will not change for him. He said, when he died on the cross in place of sinners, he said the words, "It is finished." So for those who trust in Jesus, not just as a historical figure or a nice thing to tell at Christmas, but for those who trust in Jesus for who he was, the Savior of mankind, for those who place their life in him and say, "I have nothing, I have no hope in placing an anchor for my soul. I'm not going to look to myself. I'm not going to look to my good deeds, which are broken at best. I'm going to look to Jesus. That's where I must hope." For those who hope in him, we have a hope not just in this life, in the midst of storms. That hope, that anchor in Jesus helps us to not be crushed in the midst of trials and darkness and pain. We all, every person in this room, will experience pain. If you're not currently in this moment, it will come. Every one of us experiences darkness in life. What do we need but light and a hope? Well, this hope we have is found in the person and the work of Jesus. He came not just to be a good example, but he came to die in place of sinners if you would trust in him. That's the hope that we have that is forward facing. Our hope is not a shot in the dark. Our hope is in a person and the work of God himself. One that he says, you can call it sure and you can call it steadfast. It is an anchor of your soul. The question is, at Christmas, do we just think of Jesus in trite manner of light storytelling, or do we think of Jesus as this anchor that I need now in this life, but more so I need him for the life to come? And when I have my eyes fixed on the future and the hope that he has secured for me, this life is momentary. This life, and as the Apostle Paul says, the sufferings of this world are light and momentary compared to the eternal weight of glory that we will feel, that we will receive in Christ Jesus one day. That's the hope that we have at Christmas. A hope that is anchored, a hope that is steadfast, a hope that is sure. This hope is unshakable. Do you hope there? Do you hope in Jesus? He is our hope and our peace. I'm going to pray. Father, I'm so thankful that even though in our hearts against other people and against you, we have wronged you. And because of that, we deserve to be separated from you, rightfully so. But we are so thankful that you have made a way to repair what we have broken. That you have sent your son, Jesus, into this world to save us. Those who would trust in him and place our lives in him. That you would rescue us from our plight. That you would restore to us the right relationship that you designed us for. And that relationship, that sure and steady anchor of our soul, would give us hope even in the midst of trials. Even in the midst of tumultuous storms that we will experience in this life, we have an anchor that is not unseen, but that is seen. And that is in the rock of salvation, that is Jesus. Help each one of us to trust in that. And that would be the foundation of our hope this Christmas season. Not that all things look well, but that all things are well. So that we might sing in our souls, it is well with my soul, because we're anchored in Christ. Help each one to have that hope this Christmas, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.